More trouble for the U.S. Secret Service. Two high-ranking Secret Service officers, including one on the president's protection detail, have been accused of driving drunk and crashing into a White House barrier. Let's talk more about it with CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett. Major, one of these guys was a pretty important part of the protection detail.
Number two on the president's protective detail, and I will tell you the president knows both of these special agents well and is disappointed, White House officials tell us, with their conduct and wants a full and thorough investigation. One point of clarification I've just gotten this morning is that when it is described as a White House barrier, it has been related to me it's not a permanent barrier in or near the White House complex, but a orange plastic barrel that was temporarily put around this suspicious package investigation, and that the agency vehicle that struck it was not damaged in the process. So as we think about this, don't think about a vehicle coming at any rate of speed and hitting something that is permanent or immovable. It was one of those temporary things put up around a suspicious package investigation that in the end turned out to be nothing. Just to clarify that point, I've learned this morning.
Very good. I know we will learn more as the investigation unfolds, but do we have a sense right now why sobriety checks were not done at the time this occurred?
Two reasons. Again, I've developed this morning. One, that the uniform division supervisor at the scene overruled the recommendation, and it's only that, from junior officers, that those tests should be conducted. And that second, it's been described to me is that this situation, because it wasn't, like I described, a high rate of speed or anything that was dangerous, running into a permanent barrier, that it may have been a closer call, a more judgment call on whether or not a sobriety test was actually needed. But the investigators with the Inspector General's Office, Department of Homeland Security, will run all this to ground. But it's in being described to me this morning as slightly more of a close call on this. But in any one of these instances, certainly the White House position is close call should err on the side of maximum caution, and that's certainly the president's perspective, and that's why he wants this investigation to go in every direction necessary.
Major, is it SOP that the Secret Service would not investigate this type of thing?
No, it's unusual, and this is one demonstration from the new director, Joe Clancy, that this is serious enough that the Secret Service should not be the ones to look into it itself, that an outside agency, in the case the Department of Homeland Security, of which Secret Service is a member of, their Inspector General's office, which is its own investigative unit, should look into this. So there is no, in the end, question of whether or not the Secret Service tried to muffle or direct this investigation in any particular area or direction.
A lot of people hearing this, of course, are thinking, here we go again. What is the level of concern at the White House?
Well, it's a concern that is based on two things. One, the rough and rocky history the Secret Service has gone through in recent months. And there was a sense that Joe Clancy brought out of retirement, 27-year veteran, impeccable record within the Secret Service, and someone who was reassigned several senior people within the agency, had begun to turn a corner. And in fact, he very well may have, but an episode like this on his watch indicates the culture still has problems with it, and he'll be judged very closely on how he handles this and what the ultimate investigation reveals and what he does about it.
Probably still too early in his tenure, though, on this time around for it to really reflect on his leadership, though.
In one aspect, it does. I can tell you White House officials wish they had been told about this sooner. This happened at 11 p.m. March 4th. The White House heard about it the first time this early this week, probably on Monday. And that's a little bit of a time lag the White House is not exactly comfortable with.
Major, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
Major Garrett, CBS News Chief White House Correspondent.